the Tiwi Islands is made up of two small islands, roughly 80 kilometres north of Darwin, the junction of the Arafura Sea, and it's actually the second largest island in Australia behind Tasmania.
Wow, so it's even bigger than like Fraser and Moreton and Stradey and that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, obviously, it's geographically unique. The Tiwi people, culture and art practices are very much their own. A lot of the works that have been developed by the artists on the island centre around primarily two major ceremonies, complex ceremonies, the Kalama ceremony and the Pukamani ceremony. And a lot of elements of those two ceremonies are reflected in the works that have been created for the exhibition at the MCA and the regional and national tour.
Who are the artists who are exhibiting their work in the exhibition?
Yeah, we have seven living artists that are included in the show and two artists that are no longer with us. The seven living artists are Bede Tangatalam, Maria Josette Austow, Nina Purantatamiri, Cornelia Tipulmantamiri, Timothy Cook, Raylene Kiranayu and Pedro Wanamiri. And we have some early prints in our collection that we've also included in the show, which were the first prints by Aboriginal artists from an art centre in Australia. And they were created by Bede, who's in the exhibition, Giovanni Tipping-Wooty and Eddie Purantatamiri, who are no longer with us.
Wow. Okay, so what's the range of mediums used in the exhibition with the works?
So because we've got these amazing and extraordinary prints from the collection, they were pretty much the framework for the show. We looked at the history of print media on the Tiwi Islands, starting from those original prints, which we acquired in 1997, and there was a second edition series that were made in 1996. But they were actually carved originally in 1968, so there's an interesting story in regards to that, which I could talk a little bit more about. But the premise of the show is grounded in the early print series and the development of practice across the Tiwi Islands. We actually did a research trip early last year across all three major art centres on the Tiwi Islands, and we also discovered there was a real strength in painting, and we were really keen to commission all the artists to create a new work for the exhibition, and a number of the works were paintings on canvas or paper. The most senior artist in terms of practice, Bede Tangatalam, the commission that he had undertaken, interestingly enough, was this beautiful and amazing print, which was produced by Duck Fine Prints down in Port Kembla last year. We're really keen to ensure that the focus of the exhibition was quite tight, and the stories and the ideas that the artists have developed through the works that are included in the show really, I suppose, shine through and explore some of the interesting developments of art practice over the last 40-odd years.
Well, it sounds wonderful, Keith, and I guess it also opens up the opportunity for people out there to have a better understanding of the people and country of the Tiwi Islands, and I guess it's a very clear representation and offering the visibility of who the people are. Who normally accesses the exhibitions at the Arts Centre?
Well, at the MCA, we have a broad audience. Obviously, being located down probably on one of the most spectacular sites in the country, down at Circular Quay in Sydney, on Gadigal country, we're situated in a high visible, I suppose, tourist spot. So we're quite close to the International Boat Terminal, for example. We do get a lot of international and interstate visitors that do come in and see our exhibitions. We also get a lot of local Sydney-siders, a broad range of education audiences. We also present a lot of community, both on-site and off-site programs that we run throughout the year. And that's obviously very important from my perspective. And also arts professionals that are either studying or engaged in fine arts or art education.